Hi, my name is Taco. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome once again. You are here, we are here. We're all about the cheese, aren't we?
We're all about something.
Yeah, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and of course, and if you haven't figured it out, my tongue is tied to the roof of my mouth with peanut butter, and this is Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week. And we're profiling an album this week. It's called Hop, Skip, and Sing.
Not Jump?
No, not Jump. We have
usually Hop and Skip hang out with Jump.
No. Nancy Raven is in, and we'll play a couple cuts from her album, Hop, Skip, and Sing. And it's sort of a children's album, so you got to keep that mentality when you listen to it. That's the best way I can put it. Also on the show this week, Barbara Streisand.
Yes, loyal listener, we have found a Barbara Streisand song that qualifies for Cheese Please.
At least we feel that it is. I need some echo for this. This is big here. Barbara Streisand! Well, that wasn't that big, but, you know.
No, it was echo.
Barbara Streisand on the show this week. I can't believe it, but we found something. But we're starting off the show with our typical, usual instrumental feel as we look at the Beatles. Yes.
Oh, dear.
How many instrumental versions of the Beatles are out there?
More than we can play.
I think that is our mission on the show, to find every freaking instrumental Beatles song that's cheesy. We got Mike Curb Congregation coming up with Come Together. But we're starting off with
Enoch Light and Orchestra.
Thank you. And I Want to Hold Your Hand on
Cheese Please.
out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree. This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
Yes, I said instrumentals before.
You lied.
Sorry. The Mike Curb Congregation and Come Together and Hey Jude, which I personally like a lot better than the original Hey Jude because it's a lot shorter.
And fewer words.
Yes. And before that, Enoch lied at his orchestra. That was an instrumental.
Yes. And you didn't lie about both, just one.
And I want to hold your hand. And, you know, it says a lot about the Beatles actually translating to different genres about their quality of their music and how it's translated over the decades. Don't you think?
I agree.
Yeah, there we go. A little bit of a... on my soapbox there. I'm sorry, but, you know.
Get off the box.
Yeah, okay, my name is Snarftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and of course, this is Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And we found this in a thrift store somewhere. I forget where exactly we found it. But it's a rather interesting children's type album by Nancy Raven back in the 1980s, I believe, if I remember correctly. It's called Hop, Skip, and Sing.
Jump. Hop, skip, and jump.
Sing! Not jump. Sing! Does that drive you in your brain now?
That hurts my brain.
Sing!
No, stop that. Okay. It's like an ice pick right between the eyes.
Sorry. We're going to have Had a Bird shortly. Nancy Reagan.
Raven, not Reagan. That's the former First Lady of the United States. I'm pretty sure she wasn't singing children's songs.
I'm going to have to say, just say no when I say Reagan, because it's supposed to be Raven.
Like the bird.
Yes, Had a Bird, actually, coming up shortly. But we're starting off with I Want to Be a Farmer on...
This is a Cheese Please moment.
I'll sing the first part today, show you how it goes so you can remember. I want to be a farmer, a farmer, a farmer. I want to be a farmer and buy my lady's stand. with pitchfork on my shoulder, my shoulder, my shoulder, with pitchfork on my shoulder and a sickle in my hand.
All right, Jeff, let's please start with you. Oh, you're going to be a doctor? What does a doctor use? What is it? He gives shots, and what does he use? He
has.
What other things does a doctor use? Oh, a little hammer.
And
medicine.
And
oh, yes. Mm-hmm. What is that called? A stethoscope? That's a hard word to say. All right. Well, let's try it and see.
Jeff wants to be a doctor, a doctor, a doctor. Jeff wants to be a doctor and by the bedside stand. With some bandages by his shoulders, his shoulder, his shoulder. With some bandages by his shoulder and a stethoscope in his hand.
Okay, Amelia, let's try you.
A nurse.
A nurse. What does a nurse do?
Give
shots. Oh, you do love to talk about those shots, don't you? What else does she use, Amelia? What else do you use?
Medicine. Okay. Amelia wants to be a nurse, a nurse, a nurse. Amelia wants to be a nurse, and in her room she'll stand with some medicine by her shoulder, her shoulder, her shoulder. With some medicine by her shoulder and a needle in her hand.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A farmer.
A farmer. Would you like to sing the first verse with me then? What kind of a farmer are you going to be? Are you going to have cattle on your farm, or are you going to raise oranges? What are you going to?
Horses.
Okay. Well, then you'll need what to take care of your horses?
Saddles.
Saddles, sure. What else?
Goats.
What else? Okay, let's try.
Kevin wants to be a rancher, a rancher, a rancher. Kevin wants to be a rancher and by his horsey stand. With saddles by his shoulder, his shoulder, his shoulder. With saddles by his shoulder and a rope in his hand.
It's Jenny Lou's turn, I think. What are you going to be, Jenny Lou?
A teacher.
A teacher. What does a teacher use in her room? Pencils and what else?
A chalkboard.
Pencil. A chalkboard. Okay, good. I want to hear all your voices this time.
Jenny Lou wants to be a teacher, a teacher, a teacher. Jenny Lou wants to be a teacher, and in her room she'll stand with a chalkboard by her shoulder, her shoulder, her shoulder. With a chalkboard by her shoulder and a pencil in her hand.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
We're not gonna make sounds that say quack or moo or meow or cluck. We're gonna make real type animal sounds, aren't we? That's right. I want to listen. You're gonna do all the sounds on this, and I want to hear some real good farmyard sounds. All right. Are you ready?
And the bird pleased me, and I fed my bird on the yonder tree. The bird went. Had a cat, and the cat pleased me, and I fed my cat on the yonder tree. The cat went. And the bird went. I had a dog, and the dog pleased me, and I fed my dog on the yonder tree. The dog went. The cat went, and the bird went. Oh, had a hen, and the hen pleased me, and I fed my hen under yonder tree. The hen went. Good. The dog went. The cat went.
dog went.
The cat went.
And the bird went. I had a goose and the goose pleased me, and I fed my goose under yonder tree. The goose went. The duck went. The hen went. The dog went. The cat went. And the bird went. I had a cow and the cow pleased me, and I fed my cow under yonder tree. The cow went. The goose went. The duck went.
Nancy Raven and had a bird and many other things, I think, on the show this week.
Many things. There was an entire Dr. Doolittle worth of animals in that one.
You think? And before that, we had her, and I want to be a farmer. And I thought the kids said, it was very low because they were in probably a big recording or auditorium somewhere at a school. And I thought the kid, I want to be a doctor. What does the doctor do? Hand grenade? That made no sense.
I don't think the kid said hand grenade.
It sounded like hand grenade. It made no sense. That would be a very...
very progressive doctor if he's just going to blow people up if he can't cure them.
That's not what the Hippocratic Oath is about, Daffodil. Remember that?
No, that's the Hypocrite's Oath. About blowing them up if you can't cure them.
Good point. My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and in case you didn't figure it out, yep, this definitely is Cheese Please.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird, and a few of our crazy shenanigans that make no sense at all, and hopefully do not offend anybody.
Yeah, sometimes we do. It's just what we do.
Hate mail. I love that every week. Oh, God. Anyway, is it time for it, Daffodil?
Yes, it's time to try something different.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
Two words why we would like to play this. Barbara Streisand.
You know, this is actually from one of her biggest flops of an album.
All the more reason to play it.
That was based on one of her most successful television specials.
1973, was it not?
Yes. It was an award-winning live TV special.
Yes.
And she had a concept for how she wanted this album to go, and Columbia Records didn't agree with her.
Oh, boy.
She thought that her doing this international performance would be her performing with international well-known musicians.
Yes.
They just thought she should just sing international songs.
Oh. Well, that was a bit of a problem, to say the least. A bit of a clash there. And, well, what happened? It was a flop, right?
It was commercially unsuccessful, one of her lowest-selling albums released by Columbia.
Which is why it's on our show. Because she performs with, I don't want to say it. I want to let Barbara say it.
I think you should. Let her tell the audience what we're listening to.
Yes, the world is a concerto with Barbara Streisand and, well, just listen very
carefully.
Some interesting
musical accompaniment.
Yes, on...
Cheese, Please!
A musical world. It is a musical world. And the possibilities of making music are infinite. So with your kind indulgence and my kind permission, we would like to present the premier performance of a new work, Concerto for Voice and Appliances.
The Academy Award goes for the most cheesiest song that Barbara Streisand ever did on Cheese Please goes to The World is a Concerto.
I think you need to explain a little bit more to our listeners exactly what they just heard.
Well, I can. It's Barbara Streisand and various appliances, including, here's the list, orange juicers, coffee pots, blenders, steam kettles, toasters, sewing machines, doorbells, telephones, alarm clocks, washing machines, electric toothbrushes, vacuums, electric shavers, and hair dryers. All mixed up with a 80-piece orchestra that should be at the Academy Awards and Barbara Streisand. There we go.
You know what's interesting about that?
What?
I actually hear patterns and sound patterns in things that I hear every day.
Oh, really?
So this song speaks to my soul.
Oh, well.
Because there's like music in the everyday sounds of life. There's rhythm and there's pattern.
Should I go bang on a pot now, Daphne?
No, because you have no rhythm and you have no rhythm.
Oh, I appreciate that. Oh, jeez. Get me right here.
You're just a cacophony of noise.
gets me right here, Daffodil. Is this right? Oh, there. I can beat my... Hey, maybe I can create music with beating my chest.
And I rest my case, gentle listener. I rest my case.
What?
That you have no rhythm and you have no soul.
Oh, well, I'm not perfect, but I know what I can do. I can hit the button to bring up the tube of the week. Here it comes. Hey, okay, let's open it up.
Open the jar.
And we have, on the piece of paper that tells me to play the lovely song, and, let's see if I can read it here. Oh, there we go. Okay, I had to put my glasses on. We've got the Flight of the Bumblebee, Huck L. Berry, ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese Please. Please come back next week. There will definitely be more shenanigans.
He never stops. Goodbye.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.